Well, on Friday, former Baltimore Ravens player Ray Rice won his appeal. A judge ruled the NFL's indefinite suspension against him be vacated. The Ravens cut Rice, and the NFL suspended him after a video of an altercation between Rice and his then-fiancée, Janae, became public. Well, after that suspension was lifted, ESPN released an essay. It's an in-her-own-words type of a description of what happened, as it had been told to reporter Jemele Hill. That interview happened on November 5th, and it was published with an editor's note that indicated that while there were no questions off limits, ESPN did give final control over the essay and its publication date to Janae Rice. ESPN's Jemele Hill appeared on CNN's Reliable Sources Sunday and had this to say about that agreement.
There have been other as told to stories, and a lot of them take this format. And I know the way it sounds, and I know the way it sounds for me. Again, by trade, I'm a journalist. And so I know people see that language of final approval, and they envision this process of her shooting down things not to be in there. But it was in no way was this ever a dictatorship. It was fully a collaboration. She came into it with the mindset that she wanted to be as transparent as possible. And as for the release date, the interview took place during the appeals process, and it just made more sense to not publish the story until after that process had been completed. I mean, I spoke to her moments after the NFL or the arbitrator decided to reinstate Ray Rice, because that was something, a reaction we wanted included in the piece or something.
Right.
And it was stuff that I wanted to have. So when I did speak about her in the piece, I can say, oh, I spoke to her and this was her reaction to the appeals process.
So it is a very compelling read, and it's one that people are going to be interested in, football fans, non-football fans alike. But do you think that maybe ESPN went too far giving Rice that much control over it?
I mean, I don't. I mean, frankly, there's only one question that ESPN hasn't answered to anybody's satisfaction yet, and that's, was there any content, any question that was asked that Janae Rice said, no, you can't print the answer to that? We don't know. But otherwise, they were totally transparent about it. And if Ray or Janae Rice think that they somehow were going to control their message because of this control they had over one piece in ESPN, then they don't know very much about the little drop in the bucket that was in this huge tsunami of coverage that was going to come after it. So I don't have a problem with it.
You know, it may be one of those things where they thought going into it that they were going to be able to control the message. But I think that what happens, especially if you go back and you look at the whole piece in which Jemele Hill is explaining what happened, what you'll see is that she went in and educated them about, here's what's going to happen. We can do it this way, and you can have somewhat of a control, but this is a collaboration. This is not just all about you. And you need to understand that this story is already out there, and there are others who are controlling the narrative. What we're going to do is we're going to get another piece of that narrative in which you are able to talk, but this is a collaboration, not you being in total control.
I also thought it was really interesting to look at the other piece of the story that the Today Show aired, their
yes.
exclusive video interview with Janae Rice and later with Ray Rice, who showed up apparently after they finished the one. And boy, what really stood out for me was, if anything else, the news that came out of this whole thing was the Baltimore Ravens managed that news conference and basically insisted that she apologize for her part in the situation. It wasn't her idea to do that.
I mean, one of the things that we're starting to find out from this is that there were certain things that the NFL was trying to do before the suspension to try to calm the waters or quell the story. Mm-hmm. And now you're starting to hear that what the commissioner did or didn't do, how he backtracked on certain things. And I think that had a lot to do with what eventually happened in terms of the arbitrator siding with Ray Rice, is that, wait a minute, you know, you can't have it both ways. You can't give him a 2-game suspension and he does all the things that you ask him to do and then completely suspend him indefinitely. I mean, that's just one of those things. And I know that there are going to be people out there who are going to say, but what he did was heinous. And I agree with that. But the rules say one thing. And if you follow the letter of the law as stipulated by the NFL and the Players Association, then you're going to have to follow that.